Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, we may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube, where they don't include the audio ads, although YouTube may provide their own ads on their platform. Alternatively, you can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. To those of you who are already supporting us, we extend our heartfelt thanks. Your contributions make it possible for us to continue doing what we love. And as a final note, I did want to mention one last thing. If you are paying for a service, let's say like Audible, and you're listening to this show on that site, they do not provide any financial or monetary means to this podcast. We provide it to them as a way for you to be able to listen, but they don't help us in any way. So again, thank you to everybody who's already supporting, and those of you who want to support us in the future, I deeply appreciate it. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Gunsmoke. Original air date is January 5th, 1958, and the title is Puckett's New Year. Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad, the story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely. Chester and I were 30 miles from Dodge when we ran into the buffalo hunters' camp. We'd been holed up for 2 days in a deserted sod hut, taking cover from one of the worst blizzards in years. But it was over now, and a warm, dry Chinook blew out of the west, down off the Rockies and across the prairie into Kansas. It was Chester who first saw the camp, a pile of buffalo hides half-covered with snow, and the skeleton of a wagon, its canvas torn and shredded by the blizzard. The camp was silent as we rode up and got down.
Ain't there a soul here, Mr. Dillon?
I bet they got caught out on the prairie when the blizzard hit, Chester.
Well, it sure does look that way.
I don't know how that team is still alive with nothing but that wagon for protection.
Yeah, but they don't look none too lively.
Well, you can't blame them.
Mm-hmm. Put your hands up.
Look.
Close it.
You better do what the old man says, Chester.
You must have been hiding in that wagon.
Come over here. Closer.
This your camp, mister?
Of course it's my camp. Now you two drop them guns.
Well, we got our hands up, isn't that enough?
You do what I say. I ain't taking no chances. I ain't going to be left here again.
What?
You're going to hitch up that team, and you're going to take me in the Dodge. You ain't running off like Jed Larner.
Well, who's Jed Larner?
He was my skinner.
Well, why did he leave you?
Yeah, he seen that blizzard coming. He didn't want to take any chances, so he rode off. He's probably been in Dodge all the time, warm and cozy.
Well, why didn't you go with him?
Well, I twisted my leg, my foot, so I can't ride a horse, that's why. Larner figured driving the wagon would be too slow.
You mean he left you here to freeze?
I'll kill him when I find him. And I'll kill you if you don't drive me to Dodge.
Now, here. He's a U.S. Marshal, missus. He ain't gonna leave you here.
A Marshal?
Now, why don't you put that rifle down and tell us who you are?
All right. My name's Ira Puckett, Marshal. I'm usually up north following a Republican herd, but I come south this year. I'm getting old, and I thought it'd be warmer down here.
You sure made a mistake about that, didn't you?
You'll get me in the Dodge, won't you?
Yeah, sure, of course we will.
That foot I twisted, I don't feel nothing in it. It must be froze.
Yeah, it could be.
I'll kill Jed Larner for this.
Now, you forget about that, Puckett. I'm not taking you back to Dodge just so you can hang.
I'll forget it till I find him.
Foot wasn't so bad after all, huh?
I didn't have much foot left when I got through with him.
Oh.
You'll be able to walk there. With a cane. By these buffalo hunting days are over.
Does he know that?
I told him. Ira Puckett, the proud man there. A little too proud.
Oh, what do you mean, Doc?
Well, what he hated most about this Jed Larner leaving him on the prairie wasn't the fact that he might have died, but that he was helpless. Now, a man like Puckett can't stand being helpless.
I see.
And now, all crippled up, he's a bitter man, Matt.
Well, he got over it, Doc. You know, Mac, I got used to most anything in time.
No, I got my doubts about Puckett. He's in the back room, if you want to see.
Yeah, all right.
I'll come with you.
Hello, Puckett.
Marshal?
Well, how you feeling?
Did Doc tell you what he done to me?
Yeah.
He ruined my foot.
I saved your life, Puckett.
And I ain't sure I'm grateful, Doc.
You're gonna be all right, Puckett. You'll be able to get around.
Yeah, like old woman. What am I gonna do for a living? I ain't one of you city people. I live off the country. I always have. I'm a man, not a dude.
You'll get used to town life. And besides, you'll find men here, too.
Yeah, what kind of men? Walking around all flickered up, parting the hair in the middle and bowing to the ladies. Ain't one of them could do half the things I've done. Well, I was living with Comanches when most of them were sniveling in their mother's aprons.
I know. But you'll find something to do. I'll help you.
You will, huh?
Sure.
Then help me find Jed Larner. Bring him in here so that I can kill him with my bare hands.
What does he look like, Puckett?
Oh, he's tall, black hair. Got a big scar running across one eye and halfway down his right cheek.
Good. I'll try to find him. And if I do, I'll run him out of town before you get to him.
I can't even trust you, can I?
Not when you want to murder a man. I told you I didn't bring you in so that you could hang. The next few weeks, I kept a sharp eye out for Jed Larner, but he must have headed for some other part of the country. Anyway, he never showed up in Dodge. That time passed. And Ira Puckett was able to get around a little bit. First with the help of crutches, and then finally with a cane. But it was obvious that his hunting days were over. And that alone seemed to tame him. And then one night, his pride really got a blow. I was at the Long Branch having a beer with Kitty when it happened.
Well, this is a great way to start the new year, Matt.
Oh, what do you mean, Kitty?
Well, all last year I was hoping maybe I'd be in San Francisco by now.
San Francisco?
Yeah.
You never told me.
What would you have done about it?
Nothing, I guess. But, why San Francisco?
No blizzard, no dust, no cowboy.
Yeah, but they got fog. And all those sailors and miners aren't any more gentle than these cowboys, you know?
Yeah, I know. Imagine going to dinner in a carriage, not a tablecloth, dancing on a hardwood floor.
You know, I think you're spoiled, Kitty.
Now, how could I get spoiled? Here in Dodge City?
You know, I always...
Oh, what's the matter, huh?
That man at the bar there, he just turned around.
Hmm? Which man?
One with a scar down his cheek.
Oh.
Excuse me, Kitty, I'll be back.
Yeah.
Oh. Evening, Marshal.
Evening.
Before are you staring at me, Marshal?
Your name's Ted Lerner.
What if it is?
How long you been in town?
About an hour. Marshal, something wrong?
You remember the big blizzard we had?
Whoa, who don't?
We all do, I guess. Especially Ira Puckett.
What?
He didn't die, Lerner.
Well, that's fine. I went back looking for him. I wondered where he's got to.
Yeah,
I couldn't...
sure you did.
Well, it's true.
Puckett's here in Dodge, Lerner.
Yeah?
And if he finds you, he'll kill you. But he isn't gonna find you because you're leaving right now. Don't you ever show up around here again.
Well, now, just wait, Marshal.
I can't arrest you, and I can't put you in jail, but I'll tell you what I can do.
What?
Suppose I just let everybody here know that you're the man who ran off and left Ira Puckett to die.
Oh, no.
You know, they'd tear you apart, Lerner.
Don't say nothing, Marshal.
They'd set you on fire.
Don't tell him. I'll leave, Marshal. I'm leaving right now.
Boy, you got rid of him in a hurry.
Well, I just saved him from being shot. And Ira Puckett for him hanging for it, did he?
Oh, that was Jed Lerner.
Uh-huh.
He's the one that ought to hang.
Ah, he didn't mean to kill the old man, did he?
What's the difference?
Well, legally, it is some, I guess.
Enough to give Ira his foot back?
It's sure hard to argue with, isn't it?
Why? Because I think so?
Why don't we talk about San Francisco some more?
I changed my mind. I think I'll go to New York.
Marshal,
you in? Got a pocket now.
Yeah.
He looks awful mad. He can get an arm.
He can always find a gun, can he?
You done it. You done it, Marshal. It was you, wasn't it?
You saw Jed Lerner.
Yes, I saw him. Saw him jump on his horse. He rode out of town before I could stop him. And I had to stand there and watch. I didn't even have a rock to throw at him. Why'd you do it, Marshal?
I'll tell you why I did it. I wanted to save you from hanging.
I'd rather hang than live this way. I wasn't born to become a helpless old man. And the least you could have done would be let me fight my own battles like I always did on the plains. You took my manhood away from me, Marshal.
You're living in a town now, Ira, among people. Why don't you try to get used to it?
All right. All right, I will. I'll start living like you town people.
And you're going to get a job?
I'm going to. I sure am. And it's going to pay me a lot of money, too.
Now, what do you mean?
You'll find out, Marshal, when it's too late. My, but ain't it a nice morning, Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, thanks to that wind we had last night.
Well, it kept me awake.
Huh? All night?
Well, mister, I wouldn't say all night. It. Hey, look over there by the bank, Mr. Dillon. Ain't that a lie, touch it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's the first time he's had his team and wagon out.
He says he's going.
Right now, he's going into the bank.
What's he carrying that shotgun for? He can't go hunting in the bank.
Oh, yes, he can, Chester. Come on.
Well, Jimmy, he didn't even say old Puckett's going to pull that bank up.
Well, he said last night he's going to start living like town people. Get a job and make himself a lot of money. This could be his idea of how to do it.
Yeah, he sure couldn't have no love to carry that shotgun in there, could he? Here, you going in after Mr. Dillon?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's got a shotgun.
Chester, look. You take his wagon and team off somewhere. Lead him out around the back of the bank, out of sight. And maybe we can handle it without a shooting. Go on.
All right, sir.
Go on. Hurry, Chester. He's coming out. Well, come on out, Bucket.
Marshal.
I'm not stopping you.
You better not try it. I can shoot with one hand, Marshal.
Sure.
And don't you try to follow me, neither. Hey, wait a minute. Where's my wagon? Where's my keys?
You're in a bad fix, aren't you?
Somebody stole them. I can't get away without my team.
No, you can't, Puckett. So you might as well give up.
You done it. You're behind this, Marshal.
You gonna shoot me?
Why shouldn't I?
Because you're in enough trouble already, and shooting me won't help a bit. You're trapped, and there isn't a thing you can do about it. Now, why don't you use your head, Harris?
All right. Here. There's the money. Now, you bring my outfit back. I ain't going to go to jail, Marshal.
Like I said, shooting me isn't going to help you. And I'm not going to do a thing about your outfit.
You think you've outsmarted me, don't you?
Give it up, Aaron. You're licked.
I can't shoot you, Marshal. Here, take the gun.
Thanks.
You're a helpless old fool. Can't even rob a bank proper.
I'm not sure that you really wanted to, Aaron.
What?
All you wanted was to prove something about that manhood you think has been taken away from you. And but you sure picked a foolish way to do it.
Yeah, I guess I did. And then, well, I thought he wouldn't never give up, Mr. Young.
He didn't have much choice, did he?
Want me to take him on over to jail?
Oh, no. I can't stand jail. Please, Marshal.
Yeah, lock him up, Chester, and I'll return this money. I have a talk with Mr. Bodkin. I'll be over later. I told you to lock him up, Chester.
Well, I started to, Mr. Dillon, but I just couldn't stand the look on his face when I locked him in that cell.
You know, Ira, it seems to me that everybody treats you pretty well.
Yeah, everybody but Jed Larner.
Yeah, that's true, but Chester and I brought you in. Doc saved your life. I kept you from hanging, and if I hadn't outsmarted you at the bank, you'd probably be lying dead somewhere right now. You know, it seems to me everybody's gone to an awful lot of trouble for an old man full of a lot of foolish pride. What do you think?
I've been thinking, Marshal. Stepping here thinking. You know what? You're right. It's too late now.
No, it isn't.
What?
I explained everything to Mr. Bodkin at the bank, and he's willing to drop any charges against you. But on one condition.
What's that?
Well, to be honest with you, it was my idea, but Mr. Bodkin agreed. You get a job here, and you quit being so doggone ornery, huh? Otherwise, you'll go to jail.
What can I do with this crippled foot?
Well, seeing that you're so handy with a shotgun, I think that Jim Buck might hire you to ride messenger on the stage for him.
You think so?
Well, he told me he would.
You went and saw him?
And it doesn't take any walking, Ira. How about it?
I never had a job like that. But a man's got to make a change once in a while, don't he? And it'll sure be a good way to start the new year.
Produced and directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. The story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston. Featured in the cast were Ralph Moody and Lawrence Dobkin. Barley Bear is Chester, Howard McNear is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. Join us again next week for another story on Gunsmoke.
Get the complete news first on the CBS Radio Network.
CBS Chicago, the 780 spot in your dial, WBBM.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to otrwesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to otrwesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.